universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. So this summer, we had to get a different vehicle. The last van we had 250-some thousand miles on it. It was, I think, 12 years old or 13 years old. I always keep forgetting how old it was. And we've been repairing it and repairing it. They always say that's the best thing to do. And it was a good running vehicle. It wasn't burning oil or anything. And the mechanic said, oh, I could fix this. The timing chain on the engine slipped. And so it wasn't aligning correctly with the pistons and the valves and things. And he said, but it's $1,200, and I see this and that. Being it's an older vehicle, I wouldn't put that much money into an old vehicle. And I said, thank you for your honesty. And so we decided to get a different vehicle. And we did. God blessed us in that. That's a whole nother story I won't get into. But the amazing thing that is kind of a puzzlement to me, because I'm not the driver. And some of you, even if you are drivers out there, there are some sighted people who do listen, not just blind. You may or may not have this. Our last van that finally died had a compass on the dashboard. My wife loved it because she would have a sense, am I going north or northeast or due west? And though the sun is there to give you a marking, it changes during the day. Or what if it's cloudy? And sometimes you just can't see beyond the buildings and such, and you got to look carefully for the sun. And if you're watching traffic, that can be hard, she said. Okay, I get it. I said, well, what about your phone and Google Maps? She said, that's the point. Sometimes, even though it tells you that, it doesn't know about the detours or the accidents. So you got to kind of work your way around. And so even maps wouldn't help there. There are times, she said, the compass was just so helpful. Well, the new vehicle didn't have a compass. So I pulled out my iPhone and I said, look, the iPhone has a compass. You could use it. And she said, I can't. In the middle of driving, when I all of a sudden have a detour, I can't pull out my phone and turn on the compass and then look down at it and everything. Being on the dash, it was so great. I understood what she was saying. Well, now what? Well, she struggles. And I thought to myself, now this is interesting because this is often how it is in our spiritual life. Do we have an internal compass? And spiritually, the answer is really no. Unless. And that's why this devotion goes out in the Bible study on the podcast, so we can stay connected with God's Word. When we're connected with God's Word and Bible study, and you hear a lot of people say, be in the Bible every day, that slowly becomes the built-in compass. It's not a natural thing. And that's why so many verses pop out at my head. You are now a new creation. The old is past. The new has come. And that's part of it. God builds within us a new one. I think of Colossians 3:1, set your mind on things in heaven, not on things on earth. That's the compass. We focus in on Jesus. Or I can think of Paul, where he said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press on toward the mark for the prize that has called me heavenward. That's from Philippians chapter 3. And the only way we can forget what's behind is to know that it's forgiven by Jesus. And that's why it's so important that he died on the cross. But it's also important to know that he walks with us, that he rose. So it's not just forgiveness, but that he's with us to help us each and every day. Is there anything else that can be made of this compass thing? Well, there's one other verse that comes to mind also. It's from Galatians chapter 5. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, but by love serve one another. that talks about how we live our lives today. But still, again, it is love that is the focus, the love of God, the love of people. I'd be interested to hear more what you might have to say about the compass thing. I'm still thinking about this. What is your direction? What is your focus? Because not only is there then that heavenward one, but then, well, what about earth? What about today? And where do we go? So give me some feedback on that. I would love to hear from you. Sometimes these podcasts can give a clear, definite thing, but being blind and not using a compass, I'm not so sure I quite get it, but I get the idea. It points the direction we should be going. Okay, that's heaven. We need to keep our mind on Jesus. But what else? Love to hear from you. My email, you can respond to the email notice sent out, or you can write me at info@not-alone.net, or it is, of course, my name, Dave, D-A-V-E, dot Andrus. That's why I give you the info one, A-N-D-R-U-S, everybody spells it wrong, @not-alone.net. Thanks. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus @not-alone.net.